Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? The girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, "Oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him." And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot, and then I jump up and I say, "Ow, shit, that hurt."
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root for the home team.
Well, all right, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, we're going to talk about the Major League Baseball season. Right now, we're halfway through the season. They had the All-Star game 2 weeks ago, so now we're in the second half of the season, and the teams are jockeying for position for the playoffs. And the standing right now is as follows. In the American League, we have the New York Yankees are in first place. The Houston Astros are in second place. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in third place. The Seattle Mariners are in fourth place. And the Toronto Blue Jays are in fifth place. And that's the standing for the American League. Now, let's talk about the National League. In the National League, the standing is as follows. First place is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Second place is the New York Mets. Third place is the Atlanta Braves. Fourth place is the Milwaukee Brewers. And fifth place is the San Diego Padres. That's the standing right now in Major League Baseball as they're jockeying for position, getting ready for the playoffs. They got half a season to go, and that's where they're racing to the finals in the Major League Baseball League in the season. And I'm G Money, and that's G Money Sports Report. Now, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
Adolf Hitler, cold-blooded killer man, executing a killer.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your net worthing pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about on the radio. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, all right. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story I want to share with you. I had a friend who took his father to a convalescent home, and he took him around, and he met all the workers and all the staff and the managers at the hospital. And at the end of the night, he tucked his father in to bed, and he left. And he said, "I'll talk to you tomorrow, son." And his father said, "Okay." And he went to sleep. Well, he woke up in the morning, and the father had a hard-on. His dick was sticking straight up in the air, and he was like, "Oh, my God." And he looked up, and he saw a nurse walk in the room, and she noticed he had a hard-on. So she came over and sucked his dick for him. She gave him a happy ending, and she left. She didn't say anything. She just walked out when she was finished. And he called his son. He said, "Oh, I love this place. Everybody here is so good to me. I'm just loving this place. Thank you, son, for bringing me to this house, this convalescent home. I really like it a lot." And so the son said, "Well, Dad, I'm glad you're enjoying it, but I got to go. I got to get back to work." And his father said, "Okay, you have a good day." And he hung up the phone with his son, and then he got dressed. And he was walking down the hallway with his walker, and he fell, and he couldn't get up. And he was laying there trying to get up, and a porter came and saw him laying down on the floor. So he came up, and he pulled his pants down, and he fucked him in the booty. And when he finished, he pulled the man's pants up and helped him stand up and gave him his walker, and he walked off. And the man called his son. He said, "Oh, no, I hate this place. These people are crazy here." And his son said, "Well, this morning you were happy about being here. Why are you complaining now?" He says, "Well, I only get a hard-on one day a month. But I walk down the hall 3 or 4 times a day, and I fall 3 or 4 times a day. So I don't like it here." I messed up the joke. Good God. I haven't told that one in a while. But, yeah, anyway, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. God dog it, I hate it when I do that. So I got to tell you that joke again on another day so I can get it right. All right, let's back to the radio show. Oh, now it's time for me to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, as I got a real good story for you, something about my life. And I said it's going to be entertaining and it's going to be interesting. So, DJ Papa D, Can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
But we also had lowriders on our school campus, and we had a car show, and we had like 8 Vegas. They were the Vega riders, and all the Vegas were primed and beautifully painted, had 20-inch rims on the car with the rims and the tires, and they were beautiful. And like I said, it was like 8 of them. And then we had some guys in Volkswagens. We had like 4 Volkswagens with 20-inch rims that had tires and rims on the cars, and they were painted real nice. And one guy even had some lights on the inside of his car, like some lamps on the inside of his car. And then we had 2 Impalas. Biggie had one. That's Brian Van Loo. He had an Impala that was sharp. Oh, man, it was painted real nice. And he had 20-inch rims on the car, and it was sitting low to the ground, and it was nice. And then we had a couple of Mustangs. We had a guy that had a Mach 1 Mustang, a 67 Mach 1, and it was had rims on it, and it was lime green. And it was beautiful, and he drove that around with pride. I mean, his Mustang was real nice. And then we had some white boys that had some motorcycles, and, oh, man, they had dirt bikes. They had 250 Honda XL 250, and one guy had a Suzuki, and one guy had a Kawasaki. And they were big bikes. They were 250, 350, 500 bikes. And they rode those bikes to school. And when they dressed them up for the car show, oh, man, they had cleaned them up. And they had the wires and everything all cleaned on the motorcycles. And they had the wires, gold-trimmed wires or silver-trimmed wires. Everything was beautiful. The white boys had motorcycles. And then they had a couple of 4x4 trucks, like Toyotas, or 4 trucks that were 4x4s. They were sitting off to the ground, real high in the air. And a couple of the white boys had racers, where they had big tires on the back end of their car. And they had the back end lifted up in the air. The front end was on the ground because they had little tiny tires on the front of the car. But the back of the car, they had big tires, real big fat tires for them to race down the street on their cars. So all of the white boys had racing cars, and all the black guys had lowriders. It was really interesting to know that that's how we distinguish the cars. And when I went to college, I had my 65 Mustang that I had low ride, and it was 6 inches off the ground. I had 20s on my car. I had rims. I had wires on my car. And my car looked really good. But when I got to Northern California, I wanted to find out where all the low riders were. And what I found out was that there were no black lowriders in Northern California. All of the lowriders were the Mexicans.
What year was this?
They were Mexicans.
Greg, what year was this? When you had your Mustang? What year was this when you had your Mustang on 20?
It was 80. I got my Mustang in 1980. So it was 80 through 84 that I rode with my Mustang on 20. And my Mustang was beautiful.
Wires?
Yeah, 20-inch tires with wires on my car. $200 per tire rims were on my car.
So
my car was beautiful.
Tires, not 20-inch rims.
No, the 20-inch rims went with the tires on the car. They were 20s. So... Yeah, so they were 20s on the car.
But they weren't the 20-inch rims like nowadays, right? They were not the 20-inch rims like nowadays.
Yeah, well, now they got spinners on the cars, and that's what they use as being fancy for the cars to be chromed out. They have chrome rims that are spinners, but mine just had wires. And Dayton wires was what they were called back in the day. And I had Dayton wires with a whole bunch of wires going different directions on the tire. And my car was painted gold. It was Starburst orange. It was a gold with an orange tint. And my
windows
were painted.
Dayton wires on your Mustang.
Yep. And I had truck lights that they have the big orange lights on the big 18 wheelers. I had two truck lights under each wheel, and I had painted my wheel wells white, so I had the truck lights screwed in to the wheel wells. And I could turn the lights on, and at night it looked like I had fire coming out of my tires. Everybody was real impressed with my wires and my tires looking like they had fire coming from under them. It was really nice. And I
wow.
had air shocks on my car so I could lift the back of my car up if I wanted to be a racer. Or I could let the air out and sit my car back down in the back if I wanted to be a low rider.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
My wheel wells were painted white. I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. We'll be right back. that 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud. It was quiet. It was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
I'm Gregory Girard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. There's a thrift store called Marty's Mart, and it's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church, and they have women's clothes, and they have men's clothes, and they have children's clothes, and so if you go down there, you can get a good pick of clothes to wear so that you can be warm during the cold weather that we're getting ready to have. And it's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas. And they're open from 10 in the morning
to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're open Monday through Saturday. And you tell them G Money sent you. That on Friday, we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on
563-999-3560.
That's how you can listen to the radio show, and you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation, and we'll put you on. And we'll have that discussion live on the air.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
It's Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to share a short joke with you, a story that there was a man that went into the bar, and he was really disappointed. And he was sad, and he went and sat down at the bar, and he told the bartender he needed a triple shot of some kind of drink. And the bartender said, "Do you want a triple shot?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm feeling depressed because my wife just left me. She said I had weird sexual habits, so she left me, so I'm depressed." And the bartender said, "Yeah, I can understand that. Well, I'll give you a drink. What do you want?" And he said, "I don't know. I want some vodka." And the bartender said, "Okay, I'll give you a triple shot of vodka." And then the man got the drink, and he was drinking it, and he was all depressed. And then a lady walked in at the end of the bar, and she sat down, and she was kind of crying and upset. And the bartender went down and talked to her and asked her what her problem was. And she said her husband just left her because he said she had weird sexual habits. And he said, "Really? Is that right?" And she said, "Yeah, so I just want a drink. Just give me anything." And the bartender said, "Okay." And he fixed her a drink and gave it to her. And then he went back to the man and he said, "Hey, you can go talk to that lady because she's upset and depressed for the same reason that you're upset and depressed. her husband left her because he said she had weird sexual habits. And the man said, really? He said, well, I'm kind of shy. I don't know what to talk to her about. And he's like, well, here, just take this drink down and you can start talking to her. And I'm sure you guys can come to some kind of mutual agreement about what to talk about. So the man said, all right, give me a couple of drinks and let me get my drunk on first and get my courage up. And he drank his drinks, and then he finally got his nerve up, and he went down to the woman, and he said, hi, how you doing? And she's like, I'm not feeling good. My husband left me. And he's like, yeah, that's what the bartender tells me, that your husband left you because you had weird sexual habits. And she said, yeah, my husband said I had weird sexual habits, so he left me. And the man said, well, believe it or not, my wife left me for the same reason. She said I had weird sexual habits. And so she said, really? And he said, yeah. He said, can I buy you a drink? And she's like, yes. And he ordered a drink from the bartender, and the bartender came down and brought them both double shots of something. And they were drinking. And then she said, well, I live close by here. We can go to my house if you want to talk about our weird sexual habits. And the man said, sure, I'd like to do that. And he called the bartender over. He said, I want to pay for these drinks, and we're getting ready to get out of here. And the bartender said, oh, okay, that's a good thing, huh? And the man said, yeah. So he was smiling, and he paid for the drinks. And they left and went to the lady's house. And they walked in the house, and the man was looking around, talking about, whoa, this is nice. You live real good. And she's like, yeah, I do all right at work. And, you know, my husband helped pay for all of this stuff in my house. So that's why it's really nice. But my husband left me. And the man said, oh, I'm sorry about that. We can talk about those weird sexual habits. And she said, yeah. She said, well, you wait in here in the living room, and I'm going to my bedroom to change into something a little more comfortable. And she went in her bedroom, and she put on leather hot pants with the crotch cut out. She put on a leather bra with the nipples cut out. She put on a mask with the nose, the eyes, and the mouth cut out. Then she put on 4-inch spiked heels that came up to her knees. And then she put on leather gloves that came all the way to her elbows. And she got a whip, and she whipped it and said, yeah, now let's have some fun. And she walked out into the living room, and the man was putting on his coat. She said, where are you going? He said, well, you invited me up here to talk about our weird sexual habits. So I fucked your dog, and I shit in your purse. So I'm finished. I'm through, and I'm out of here. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Well, I got another story. Real quick, I was on a train going to Jackson, Mississippi to go to Jacksonville University to do a comedy show. And my manager was so cheap that he didn't buy me an airplane ticket. He bought me a train ticket with a sleeping car. So I was in second class, but I was in a sleeping car. So I was going to sleep for 3 days for my trip to Jacksonville. And I walked on the train, and I passed this lady, and she was in her sleeping car, and her door was open. And she was sitting at a table and she had her baby in a car seat sitting on the table. And I looked at the baby, and I smiled and kind of waved at the baby, and then I smiled and waved at the lady, and I continued down the walkway to my cabin. And there was a man that was walking behind me, and he stopped, and he must have been staring at the baby, because the lady said, "What are you looking at, mister? You act like you ain't never seen a baby before." And he's like, "I've seen a lot of babies in my lifetime, but that's the ugliest baby I ever did see." And she started screaming and hollering, and she said, "Oh, I'm going to call the porter." And she rang the buzzer for the porter to come, and the porter came, and she said, "I want to get off this train. I've never been so insulted in my life. I didn't pay all this money to ride in this second-class cabin and be insulted by people on the train. So I want to get off, and I'm going to take another train." And the porter said, "Well, what we can do is we can move you out of second class, and we can move you to a first-class cabin, and you'll pay the same price. But I think you'll be more comfortable because they have a better class of people in the first class section. So get your baby, and I'll grab your suitcases, and you can follow me to first class." So she goes, "Okay, I'll try it." So they go down to the first class car, and the porter opens the door. And the woman looks in, and she goes, "Oh, this is nice." He said, "This is the Deluxe Supreme First Class Cabin, and you're going to get to stay in here for the price that you paid for your second class sleeper car. Now, when you go in, you can see that you have a fold-out table so that you can eat your meals in your room. You have reclining chairs so that you can watch TV and you can relax and recline. And the beds are double beds that pull out on the side. And you can put your baby in the bed with you. And you can be really comfortable. And now the TV gets 600 channels. So you can watch all the movie channels and all of the entertainment channels all across the country. And it has a stereo system where you get all of the latest radio stations all across the country. And all you have to do is sit down and relax and enjoy your ride. Now, on the table, there's a menu for the restaurant, and you can call and order anything in the restaurant. And the food will be delivered to your cabin so that you can eat it and sleep in your cabin. And if you want something to drink, you can call the bar, and the bar will send you any kind of alcoholic drink you want. It will be delivered to this cabin with no extra charge. Just the price of the meal and the price of the drinks." And the lady said, "Whoa, that sounds all right. I think I'm going to like this." And he said, "All right, well, I'm glad you're a happy customer. So now, since we're right next to the kitchen, I'm going to go see if I can get us something from the kitchen for you and your little one." And he left. And he went into the kitchen, and he came back with two bananas. And he said, "Hey, I got some fruit for you from the kitchen. I got a banana for you and for your baby monkey." "I'm Jim Mommy, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know." All right. Now, I'm going to fix that first joke I told because I messed it up. There was a man that took his father to a convalescent home, and he took him around and introduced him to everybody that was working there, the staff and the management, and he introduced him to some of the patients at the convalescent home. And then in the evening, he took his father to his room and tucked him in bed and then said, okay, Daddy, I got to go, but I'll be talking to you tomorrow. And his father said, okay, son, thank you. I'm going to get some sleep now. So the son left and the father went to sleep. And he woke up in the morning and he had a hard on. The father's dick was hard as a rock. It was sticking straight up in the air, and the blanket looked like he had a tent pole in his blanket because his dick was sticking straight up in the air, and he looked up and saw that they had a nurse in his room, and she looked over and saw his hard-on, so she came over and started sucking his dick until he had a happy ending, and then she walked out. She didn't say anything. She just walked out when she was finished. And he was like, oh, this is great. So he called his son. He said, oh, I love this place. Thank you for bringing me here. These people treat you really nice here. I'm loving this. A nurse came in and sucked my dick this morning to get my day started. Oh, wee, that's a good thing. So I really like it here, son. Thank you for bringing me here. And the son said, well, Daddy, I'm glad you like it, but I'm at work, so I got to get back to work. I'll talk to you later on. And his father said, okay. And he got up and got dressed, and he was walking down the hall with his walker, and he tripped and fell. And he was laying on the ground, and he couldn't get up. And he was laying there. And then a porter saw him laying on the ground and walked over to him and pulled his pants down and fucked the man in the ass. And when he finished, he pulled the man's pants back up, and he stood him and helped him with his walker, and then he walked off. And the man was like, oh, this is embarrassing. He called his son. He said, I want to get out of here. These people here are crazy. I can't stand this place. And he said, I just got fucked in the ass by a porter because I fell and I couldn't get up. So I don't like it here. I want to get out of here. And his son said, wait a minute, this morning you were talking about you liked it. You were happy to be there. And his father said, yeah, I had a hard-on, but I only get a hard-on one day a month. But I walk down the hall 3 or 4 times a day, and I fall 3 or 4 times a day. So I can't stand it like that. And his son said, well, I guess you got to get used to the good with the bad. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And I hope that's a better joke for you this time around. I hope it was funny and you enjoyed it. All right. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And why does a bear wear a big fur coat? Because he looked really silly wearing a sweater. And, you know, I wrote a book, and they said it was boring. They put it on the blind reading list, and then they took it off because they said blind people were going to sleep. Their fingers were going to sleep. I had a friend. She had 3 or 4 strands of hair, and she would put grease on her head, and she would comb her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her, it'll dip, but it won't do. Oh, there were 2 flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of shit. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on, give me a break here. I'm eating. Woo! I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, let's take a commercial break and let's play some music, DJ. Play I Wanna Celebrate, the compilation of all of my songs together. That's a good song. So we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. All my girls got big old butts. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am.
And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside, took my Mustang 65. That's my ride. That's my ride. My Mustang 65, and I rolled on.
My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one.
I just wanna celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama, I love my dad, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three, he was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. I'm G Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5-4-6. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
G-Money's a pimp, just playing. He's a man, big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pill. Call me the big pill. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park, on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm Dream Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Well, I'm G Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears. And they couldn't
they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottle. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Here we sit in Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody.
to Gregory's Stories. Well, I have a monologue that I want to share with you, but let me get a time check from my studio engineer. What time do we have, sir?
At the tone, the time will be 4:17 p.m. and 20 seconds.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, we have time for a monologue, and then we can talk about the birthdays. So the monologue goes like this. 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I woke up Friday morning, rise and shine. I got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl sun tanning in the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and she had yellow skin. And to my surprise, she had slanted eyes. I said, ooh, girl, you are so fine. Where are you from? She said, she's from Japan. She came to America because it's a free land. I said, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you with me to South Central L.A. So come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. I took her to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door and we went to the bedroom and we started acting like a bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine. We got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her to a Japanese restaurant, Yoshinoya Beef Bowl. We walked in the door and we went to the counter and we ordered our food. And then I went and sat down at a table at a booth. The Asian women looked at me and smiled. Then they bowed at me and I bowed back. And then they bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. And then my friend brought my food to the table, and she asked me if there's anything else that I wanted. I said, no, girl, sit down, and let's eat this food. We laughed, we talked, we had a good time. And then she said, I got to go. My sister will be looking for me. And I said, yeah, I know. So we got up and walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her back to Long Beach. I dropped her off on the strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again. Real soon, and I rode off. Then I rode into Compton. I was driving through the hood. I drove down the street, And I saw this black girl. She was shiny like a black seal. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine. She blew my mind. I asked her, what's her name? She said, she's Darlene. She's the black queen. I said, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you with me to South Central L.A. So come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode off. I took her to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door and we went to the bedroom and she got in the bed and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She screamed and hollered all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine. I got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street and kissed her in the mouth. And I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode off. I went to Manhattan Beach. I was walking on the Strand. I saw this white girl, she was sun tanning in the sand. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had long blonde hair and her skin was white as snow. I walked up to her and asked her what she do. She said, I do hair and I teach school. I said, ooh wee, me too. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode off. I went to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door and she laid on the floor and we started humping like we never humped before. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. Her blonde hair was waving around all the time. She screamed and hollered all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine. We got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach. I dropped her off on the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode off. I went back to South Central L.A. to 65 is where I reside, 65. Is where I reside. 60. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. 65 is where I reside. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I rock and roll with a whole lot of soul. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, that's my monologue for today. And now it's time for me to give a shout out to all the birthday wishes for all of my fans and my friends that follow the radio show. So DJ Papa D, do you have a list of the fans and friends that are celebrating their birthday today, July 24th, 2022?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, G-Money, we have a couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday to Portia Payton, who is 56 years old today. Happy birthday to Marcus Malachi Smith. Happy birthday to Kitty Blue, who's 35 years old today. Amanda S. Mims has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Amanda. Happy birthday to Xavier Carr, who's 35 years old today. Happy birthday to Mia Lisa Lynn. Happy birthday to Bob J. Matthews. Got his Saints cap on. Happy birthday to Celeste Alexander Bryant. Happy birthday to Sherry Landrum, who's 62 years young. Happy birthday to Cortina Thomas Wilson, who is 39 years old today. Happy birthday to LaDay Adams. Happy birthday to David Bones. Happy birthday to Audrey C. Eubanks Sr., who's 60 years young. Happy birthday to Michelle Nixon. Happy birthday to Princess Melinda, who is 47 years young today. Happy birthday to Portia Payton, who is 56 years young today. And last but not least, happy birthday to L. Michelle Griffin, who's 42 years old today. And happy birthday to all of my lions who are born today, July 25th, 2022.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that celebrates their birthday today. And God has given them life that's long and everlasting. And for all of those that believe in Jesus Christ, the Savior, I bless you, and I wish you good greetings on your birthday. I hope you get some good presents today. And remember, you can call me to come share your gifts with you. Because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. And I'm right there with you. So just give me a call and I'll be in the house with you. G-Money loves to travel. So for your birthday, I want to wish you a happy birthday. And I have a song for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday now and many, many more. Happy birthday to you. I know you live in a zoo. You look like a monkey, and that's what you do. Happy birthday to you. And I'm G Money, and I'm wishing you well. And I'm out of here until tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll see you live on the radio. So, DJ Papa D, let us pray as I'm out of here until tomorrow. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us
from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.